Let's turn to the Caradina Newsline now. We're joined by Lonnie Einzer, the Deputy Director of the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. Lonnie, we're 1 week away from the 4th of July holiday, but there's some things that everyone should be keeping in mind, especially to make sure that we are celebrating America's freedom, but in a safe, responsible manner.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning. Yeah, we want to make sure that the 4th of July is safe for everyone. And with fireworks, everyone wants to see them. What we recommend is that you watch a professional show, and there's going to be a number of professional fireworks shows around the community, and we recommend that you attend one of those.
Absolutely, and you know, we saw a pretty wet and soggy weekend, but that doesn't always mean that that's going to change our fire picture drastically moving ahead, because the conditions one day could be drastically different even a day or two later here across the Pikes Peak region.
Yes, and we've had many months of really drought conditions, and fire bans can change any day as fire conditions can change daily. But what we recommend for people when they're out in the community or camping is that they check fire restrictions each day for the jurisdiction that they're at. So an example would be if you check fire restrictions if you're in the county with the Sheriff's Department website. If you're in the city of Colorado Springs, check their website. And then also, if you're out camping in the National Forest, take a look at the U.S. Forest Service web pages so that you're sure that you know what the fire restrictions are for where you're having your fun 4th of July.
And Lonnie, as we're talking right now, what are the current different fire restrictions throughout those jurisdictions?
Well, there are multiple ones, so I'm not going to go into all of them right now, but basically, for the city of Colorado Springs, anything with a fuse or ignition is always illegal in Colorado Springs. So basically, no fireworks in Colorado Springs. Go to those professional shows. In El Paso County, fireworks are restricted to small fireworks that don't leave the ground or explode. Bottle rockets, mortars, Roman candles are all illegal in El Paso County. But again, check those websites so you're sure on the 4th of July.
And if people might be seeing some of those dangerous situations, or, you know, obviously, I don't know about your neighborhood, but mine tends to have a little bit more activity, maybe even starting tonight as people are gearing up for the 4th of July holiday weekend. If you're starting to see things maybe getting a little too close to areas of open space, things like that, what's the best course of action?
Well, if you're in El Paso County, the number that you want to call is 390-5555. To report illegal fireworks. If you're in the city of Colorado Springs, call 444-7000. But, of course, if it's an emergency, be sure to call 911.
Absolutely. Again, we know just how quick these fires can spread. We've seen it already a number of times here in Colorado Springs alone over the past spring and summer months, and really it's just a tragic reminder to make sure that you are celebrating safe as possible. As Lonnie mentioned, there's going to be so many different shows going on throughout Colorado Springs that really there's no excuse not to just leave that in the hands of the professionals. Anything else that people should be aware of, especially as they're out and about maybe on camping trips or spending time in the backyard barbecuing over the long weekend?
Again, just be safe with your personal fireworks if you're using them, but also be safe with your fire cooking or any hot cooking that you're doing in the outdoors. Be sure you know your fire restrictions. And then again, I just want to reinforce, attend one of the professional fireworks shows if you want to see the fireworks. And there are some that are open to the public. Banning Lewis Ranch, Falcon Meridian Ranch, Vibe Stadium, and Switchback Stadium, they're all having open fireworks open to the public. Of course, in the stadium, so you have to have tickets inside the stadium.
Absolutely. And again, for all those different fire restrictions, you check on the website for your local agency, whether it be the city of Colorado Springs, El Paso County, Fountain Monument, etc. Lonnie, we appreciate your time joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you. Let's all have a safe 4th of July.